Patrick, does it bother you when you hear so many stories and rumors about Elvis still being alive?
It does, in the sense that if somebody believes these things, that's fine. But I think they kind of have a responsibility to research them and try to some way substantiate the beliefs that they have. A lot of people, well, most people, if not all people, who believe that Elvis faked his death don't do any research on it. They take these standard claims that have been floating around for 20, 25 years now, and they just spew those over and over and over again, and they never do any work to try to see what's true, what's not true, where these claims came from. So in the sense, I mean, when somebody says, well, Elvis faked his death, my first reaction is, well, you know, that kind of disparages the man, and it makes him look kind of foolish. You know, gee, Elvis, you know, you faked your death. But I just, if somebody believes that Elvis faked his death, I think they ought to come up with the evidence, or they shouldn't say it.
Okay, Gary, let's join me here as we talk with Patrick and just kick around these various stories about Elvis, whether he's alive or not, the theories of. We've, of course, Patrick says, no way, you believe that as well. There is, Patrick, some kind of a photo. They call it the infamous pool house photo that many people believe is Elvis Presley, taken in January 1978. Tell me about that picture and what happened.
The photo was taken by a gentleman named Michael Joseph, and it's taken facing north towards the house, facing what was the pool house at the time. And inside the door, there is a chair there, and it appears that there's a figure sitting there. And because of the way the hair appears and the eyes and the facial structure appear, that a lot of people say that was Elvis accidentally captured in that photo. In looking at the photo more closely, there's a lot of photographic anomalies with that photograph. And if we stick with just the figure that people say is there, the hair, if you really closely look at that photograph, the hair really doesn't look like Elvis's at all. And, you know, Elvis in the 70s wore those dark sunglasses that have become, you know, so associated with him now. But if you really look at the photograph, the pool house photo, very closely, the shading around the eyes is not a pair of sunglasses. It's some type of other shading. And if you look at the shape of the shading, it's actually triangular. It is not the shape of sunglasses. So that the glasses right there are one reason that people think that that's Elvis. But if you remove that, you're just left with what appears to be a man sitting there whose hair doesn't look like Elvis's. So there's really not a lot of support for that being Elvis, although when you first look at it, it does appear to be somebody that resembles him.
Gary, wasn't there a cousin of Elvis who was at the funeral who said the body was not Elvis Presley's?
I don't know if it's someone in his family. I've heard that there were remarks made by people saying that it was a wax dummy, and I know that Patrick wants to go in. I had a good conversation with Carl Perkins, and Perkins was there, and he said that was Elvis in the coffin. And, I mean, Carl Perkins was one of the most warm, sincere people you would ever meet, and I think that sort of helped change my mind. But, you know, George, you and I both, we want to believe. I mean, this would be fascinating if something like this happened. And what we have to have something that's so concrete that it gives us a chance. And when I was listening to Patrick talk, I mean, he was saying that, you know, that a lot of this is accepted. Let me give you one. You remember the rumor that said that Elvis died at the same age of his mother? Remember that one?
Yes, yes.
I hear it everywhere. Well, Elvis's mother, I believe, Patrick, wasn't she 46 when she died? And wasn't Elvis 42?
You are correct.
And, you know, they weren't. But who did their research? I mean, that was very easy to find out, to do that.
Well, Gary makes an interesting point there, is that when you look at a lot of these claims that are made, the research to prove or disprove the information that you're looking at is typically very easy. It doesn't take a lot of research to find out the information that you want to find on this. And the example that Gary uses there is perfect, and it shows that people just accept things that they want to accept, and a lot of this has to do with that they want to believe that Elvis faked his death, and so they take facts like that and they don't follow up on them, and then these facts just become facts, you know, year after year after year, where pretty soon nobody even questions them anymore. Another example is the claim that, you know, a guy named John Burroughs was seen at the Memphis airport buying a plane ticket to South America on the day that Elvis died. Well, does anybody do any research on that? No, they don't. They just say the claim over and over and over again. But you have to go back to that claim and say, who saw this man? You know, and if somebody saw Elvis Presley buying a plane ticket on August 16, 77, why didn't they call the police or call the newspaper or something? You know, and where did this, who saw this man? And the person who saw that man, who did they tell? Where did this story come from? And nobody knows. And I contacted the Memphis airport, and they didn't even sell plane tickets to South America in 1977. So it's easily disproved.
Who is Bill Beeny?
Bill Beeny is a gentleman who claims to have DNA evidence that Elvis, the body that was autopsied, was not Elvis Presley.
All right. Now, with this evidence, I mean, where's he taking it?
Well, what he did is there's a lot of discrepancy on the facts of the time behind this story, too. He claims to have been in contact with a physician in Memphis who provided him with these tissue samples. And Beeny had these tissue samples tested, and he determined, or he says the test determined, that the 1975 tissue sample from Elvis did not match the autopsy body. Now, Beeny refuses to tell us how he got these samples, and he says, well, I got them from this physician. But if he doesn't name the physician, then we don't know where he got the samples. And he came forward with this claim.
Good point.
But just like every other claim about Elvis being alive, he makes the claim, he goes public with it, but then when he's asked for the evidence, he says, I'm not going to give it to you.
What can you tell us, Patrick, about the Presley Commission?
The Presley Commission was a group of people. I'm not sure how many people. There was supposed to be 22, 25 people. Only about four or five of them have come forward and admitted that they were part of that group. They put together this group in maybe the late 80s, or the Presley report that they put together came out in 94, I think. And they said that they were going to research and analyze and investigate the circumstances surrounding the death and then give an objective report on what they found. And, you know, did these claims about Elvis dying actually stand up when they were researched? Their conclusions were that Elvis faked his death, and literally every single fact that we have supports that. So they went into it with an idea that we're going to try to prove that Elvis faked his death, and we're going to twist and mold and bend all the information to that end.